This is Bird Note. Most birds molt and regrow their flight or wing feathers one at a time along each wing to stay in prime condition for flying. For an American robin with a 17-inch wingspan, that's 23 feathers per wing, molted and regrown over 2 months, just after the nesting season, every year. Now let's scale up to the wing molt of a wandering albatross with a whopping 10 to 12 foot wingspan. Its long, narrow wings make the wandering albatross the largest flying bird, and an incredibly efficient flyer. Sure, its gangly wings are awkward when it takes off, but they're ideal for soaring above the ocean. Once aloft, a wandering albatross rarely, if ever, flaps. A tendon locks in place in each wing, and it rides the air currents with little effort. These birds are supreme gliders. With that gargantuan wingspan, it takes the large albatrosses a full year to molt, and they have to put off breeding until the next year. It's one or the other. Their long wings require a lot of time and energy, but they make the wandering albatross a true master of the wind. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.